My Little Pony, Rainbow Dash and the Daring Do Double Dare. Written by G.M. Barrow. Read by Tracy Petrillo. It was almost midnight in Ponyville, but no pony was tucked into bed yet. They all had the same very good reason for staying up past their bedtime. There were only 4 measly minutes to go until it was time. Time for the most epic adventure ever to be released. Daring Do and the Volcano of Destiny! "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh," said Rainbow Dash, a blue Pegasus pony with a rainbow-colored mane. She bit her lip and began to pace around the patch of grass outside the Ponyville bookshop. Even though she would have the precious book in her hooves, in less time than it took for her friend Pinkie Pie to throw together a party, her current record is 4 minutes, 17 seconds, Rainbow Dash still felt so fizzy with anticipation that she thought she just might explode. As awesome as a rainbow firework would look, however, Rainbow didn't have time for it. Not now. Not on the release night of the most incredible adventure book ever! Plus, if she exploded, she'd lose her place in line. 3 more minutes, she thought. Hardly any time at all. Yet it seemed like an eternity for the biggest fan of Daring Do in all of Equestria. "Can't you ponies hurry it up in there?" Rainbow whined as she peered through the window of the bookshop. "I need that book right now!" The light was on, and there was some movement inside, but the closed sign had not been flipped around to open just yet. Giant posters of Daring Do adorned the shop windows. They showed the famous adventurer Pegasus wearing her signature outfit, a khaki pith helmet, and an olive-green shirt. On the new book cover, she was shown standing at the mouth of a volcano, bubbling with fiery red lava. The words above bore the book's title, Daring Do and the Volcano of Destiny. Below the cover, the poster read, Midnight Release Party! Get your copy before every pony else! Rainbow snickered as she glanced at the large crowd behind her. It had grown a ton in the past few hours. It looked like 200 ponies were there. Thanks, Celestia, she was first in line. No pony else loved Daring Do as much as Rainbow Dash did. To prove it, she'd been camping out since the morning. She brought all of the Daring Do books with her and had spent the day rereading them so she could have the stories extra fresh in her mind. When midnight struck, she wouldn't have to wait a single tick of the clock longer to find out what happened to Daring next. It was going to rock! The Daring Do series of books had become extremely popular lately, and Rainbow Dash suspected it was mostly because of her. After all, she was a major trendsetter in Ponyville. Other ponies looked to her for anything extremely awesome or cool. So it was only natural that the bookshop had decided to make it a special event. It had closed early in the afternoon to prepare for the festivities. Some of the ponies in line wore homemade Daring Do costumes, and some munched on goodies from Applejack's treat cart. But they all had one thing in common. They were beyond excited to continue reading about Daring Do and her thrilling adventures. "Get your apple fritters! Of destiny," Applejack said, trotting up and down the line with a tray of treats for sale. "Fresh caramel apples of doom." "Hey, Applejack," Rainbow asked her friend. They just looked like normal treats to her. "What are you doing?" "Figured I'd try to make my treats from Sweet Apple Acres sound as daring do as I could," Applejack explained. She picked up a mini apple pie and passed it to Rainbow. "Apple pie of fate? It's my last one!" "Thanks, but no," Rainbow said, pushing the treat away. "It's almost time!" Plot twist, the yellow earth pony with an orange mane who owned the bookshop poked her head out of the door to count the ponies in line. "So many readers," she observed with delight. It was fun to see so many young fillies and colts interested in reading. "We're almost ready, every pony!" Plot Twist shouted at the line. She was glad she had recruited Pinkie Pie to help her with the party. They had expected a large crowd, but nothing like this. She needed all the help she could get.